Showtime.
Whoa.
Listen
to this.
Ordered for quality assurance.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Five.
Well, here's something that's been going viral, and I want to know how you feel about this, Sharon, because here's this guy who's probably made every other guy on the planet look bad. Now, I guess it depends how you feel about it. But here's this guy who is feeding his girlfriend Chicken McNuggets while she got a manicure.
Aww.
Somebody took a picture of this guy in California, tweeted
Aww.
It, and it's going viral.
It's lovely.
It's crazy.
Well, every girl knows when you get a mani, you can't be dipping your fingers in and pulling out the nuggets and, or, you know, chicken nuggets or whatever and dipping them in. You can't do that. You've got to keep your nails dry or they're being, you know, buffed and the cuticles done and all of that kind of, you don't have access to your hands. So he's just this really sweet guy feeding his girlfriend nuggets. I think it's lovely. I think it's, if there was a follow-up photo of him, you know, feeding with a glass of wine or champagne or something and gingerly holding that up to her lips so she could have a sip of that.
I could get behind that. It's the chicken McNuggets I really have a problem with.
And so it's the food item itself.
It's the food choice.
Oh,
absolutely.
Well, you can't judge that. I mean, you have to judge the gesture, not the food. Don't be such a snob.
But here's what I don't understand. I can tell you. Here's my story about this couple. They've probably been dating for like a week, so they can't. There's no separation between them. They're together 24/7. The moment that your partner decides to go for a manicure, that's when you have me time. That's where you watch your favorite show. That's where you go to a movie. That's where you hang out with the guys. That's where you enjoy a little time to yourself. Not sitting there feeding them chicken McNuggets, for the love of God.
Is it just me, or does that sound just a little bit cynical? Oh, I don't think it's just me, Cliff.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
All these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
Four.
Tragedy in my family yesterday. I was, I was out of my favorite granola. And
I really feel like granola.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I know you can sympathize. When I really feel like granola.
It's actually faux sympathy. It's not real.
I got that. It's okay. So I'm hitting the grocery store, right?
Right.
And I learned this lesson from my mother, who said you should never go grocery shopping when
you're hungry. Right.
Yeah. I ended up buying crap that I don't think we're ever going to use. Like Rachel Ray's balsamic drizzle.
Oh yeah, that sounds good. What's in it apart from balsamic vinegar?
Well, it's a balsamic reduction because apparently I'm too lazy to reduce the actual bottle of balsamic vinegar we own, and I just know Rachel Ray from TV.
And
so
she's cute, and you thought, oh well.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to use this one day. I'm going to buy it.
So you bought that. What else did you get?
I bought that. I got marshmallows. I haven't eaten marshmallows in 15 years. Maybe I can use a balsamic reduction on the marshmallows.
Dip it in there. I don't think that would be very good, but yeah.
And I bought a LED light bulb from the grocery store.
From the grocery. Well, yeah. What's wrong with buying it from the grocery store?
I don't think we need an LED light bulb.
Was it in the sales section or the like reduced items or something?
It was in the sales section on my way out.
I thought, look at that. I can use that. LED. It'll last forever.
I have no idea what I'm going to do with these things. Why? Because I went to the grocery store hungry.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You know, it's been a couple of days since we had an update on your cat, Lucy, because this poor cat either is having some kind of internal issue, which has been solved, or he has...
She, or it.
What? It's an it, right? Isn't it it?
No, she's a she. She's been spayed. She's been spayed. Yeah, but she's still got her little ovaries. I think. When a cat gets spayed, do they keep their ovaries?
I don't think so.
Well, what gets done?
I think they
don't they
go
just
in there
snip the tubes like a tubal ligation like they do with women?
Let me check my veterinarian handbook here. Veterinarians,
how do you spay an animal? Assuming you don't remove the ovaries.
I got cat spading for dummies here. Let me page 15. I'm gonna have to get back to you on this.
Oh, bless her. Yeah. She's doing this funny thing though, and she's been doing it for a while. But I've actually started videoing it. Every time she drinks, every time she drinks, one of her front paws does an involuntary little kick, like a little spasmy kick. And it's the funniest little thing. Mostly it's her front left leg, but sometimes it's her front right leg. And she likes to drink. So every morning I give her a wee bit of milk when I first get up, just a little bit of milk. And she has her own special little white dish fresh. And then she laps that up. And then she goes over and she has her water and a big stainless steel bowl because she likes it nice and cold. And every now and again, she'll kick so hard that I'll hear her little paw hitting the edge of the stainless steel bowl.
I totally get that. That's when I get really? A really good Cabernet, I'm telling you, I'm
your leg
kicking,
kick,
I'm flailing. Absolutely.
That's not true. I'm going to post a video because I don't know if anybody, I want to know if anybody else's pets do this. I don't know. She hasn't always done it, but she's been doing it on and off, I suppose, for several months. But now it's fairly well constant.
Yeah.
Lucy,
you post a picture of your cat? I'll get my wife, Lisa, to take a picture of me when I'm having a cat.
With your little leg kicking out.
Absolutely.
Oh, bless you.
Listen
to this. With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
So I get this text from Sharon, and it's this beautiful woman with short hair, and I'm going, why are you sending me pictures of women?
It's a little, if your wife saw that, she might be a bit funny about it.
I know, I have to delete it.
I know. Well, I sent it to you, doll, because I'm thinking of getting my hair cut short.
This is a bob.
It's not a bob. My hair's more of a bob now. It's kind of a, you know, unstructured bob, if you like. This isn't a bob. This is more a pixie cut.
Pixie, okay. Yeah, I don't
you've
know
got no
hair.
Idea.
What do I
you
know
just went
hair?
Bob. It's a bob, not a bob. But what do you think?
I think that would look really good on you.
Do you think I'd more resemble that woman in the photo? Because that's really why. Here's the problem. When women get a photo of a haircut that we want, we fully expect when we get that haircut that we're actually going to resemble the woman in the photo as well.
You know this, don't you?
Because
this is pretty much a Victoria's Secret model you sent me. So, yes, I think you would look like her.
Do
you?
Oh, see?
Yeah.
Thank you. Like you're just. I'm going to post it on Facebook. I want to. I'll do what I look like now, which is not that fabulous. And then this photo of the haircut. I want some input because it's a big. What are you doing that for? Do you think I should do it or not?
I think you should absolutely do it.
Do you think it would suit me?
Yes, absolutely. You would suit a pixie cut because that's exactly what you are—is a little pixie.
I'll give you a little pixie.
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon.
One.
According to this new study, my neighbors who are always walking around their house totally naked, and I wouldn't be able to see them, but
except those handy binoculars you've got.
Exactly, you know, and they're pretty powerful, but they're right in my line of view to the moon and the stars.
Oh,
and I'm seeing a lot of moon. But apparently they're actually geniuses.
Right.
Who knew?
Now, do you walk around naked at home?
I don't because I have kids.
Right.
But I'm just trying to think back to the single days. Yeah, sure I would. I'd cook bacon. That's how dangerous
I am.
Oh,
that's a dangerous sport, right? I walk around naked all the time at home. And I'll vacuum naked. I'll do all sorts. I love running around naked, and it's not because I think I've got a fabulous body, or I'm showing it off because nobody can see. God, I hope nobody can see. I just feel comfortable naked. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's good. I mean, why not?
And I'm on my own, or if it's just me and Richard home, I'll be, you know, doing stuff naked. He certainly doesn't mind.
Okay, so this new survey found that you're smarter. You're smarter than most. If you walk around the house naked, if you swear a lot, hello, geez, you're a genius. And if you eat spicy foods, you're a member of Mensa, Sharon. There
spicy
you go
food.
Right there.
Well, spicy
All
food
three.
For breakfast. And I have done that. I lived in Thailand for a few years, so I did. I used to throw chili on my breakfast all the time because it'd be.
You should be curing cancer instead of hosting this radio
doing?
Show with me. What are you
what
doing
am I
here?
Wasting my time with you on the radio. Come on, I'm a bigger fish to fry, as you say. Let me just strip off and get on that.
Oh my eyes!
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.